This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live. We're here, buddy, to take control of the airwaves and talk about whatever is on your mind. 603-283-6160 if you would like to weigh in. Again, the number 603-283-6160. With you tonight is Aria, Bonnie, and Ian. And we've been talking about judges and cases developing here in New Hampshire. Of course, we'll continue updating you as we get information about those. I've been watching the Jeremy. I didn't realize he had a hearing today. I somehow missed that.
Mm-hmm.
But I wouldn't have been able to go anyway because of other things I had to deal with.
You're talking about Jeremy Kaufman from Library?
Yes. Mm-hmm. But
it wasn't technically he that had the hearing. He's just the CEO of Library, so he was the one sitting there.
But other things are happening in the world for anarchists and libertarians, and one of those things is the HBO series Anarchists. And I haven't seen it yet, but evidently other people are... I knew, as soon as I heard about it, that the ANCOMs would go into attack mode. That's the anarcho-communists, right? Because this happened to me when I ran for sheriff. If you're not an anarcho-communist and you call yourself an anarchist... They get really, really, really upset.
Oh, God.
Because they think that anarchy means there is no hierarchy. And, you know, in a voluntarist society, there could absolutely be a voluntary hierarchy. There's nothing within anarchism that prevents it. But to them, no, any hierarchy, a private employee-employer relationship is a violation of the principles of anarchy.
Then who decides how to redistribute the wealth? Is that not a ruler? I mean, is that not a hierarchy? Who gets to be the person deciding... How to
don't the ANCOMs want a government after they get rid of this government?
The ANCOMs don't.
Really?
Well, they want...
I don't know what magical...
Share money.
Well, I mean, and I'm willing to give them the benefit of the doubt that, sure, you could collect, you know, 10,000 anarcho-communists together, and they can have their little society, and they can all be equal, and it can work just fine. I'm willing to give them that benefit of the doubt, but... I'm also going to extend them the courtesy of allowing them to call themselves anarchists, because I don't see any reason why not. They don't allow that same, whatever word I'm looking for, courtesy, thank you, to anarcho-capitalists. And, you know, this was 90% of the comments I got when I did the AMA, the Ask Me Anything on Reddit, was from pissed off anarcho-communists who were upset that I dared call myself an anarchist. So I knew when this series came out, and it was just called The Anarchists and not The Anarcho-Capitalists or whatever these people would have rather, or The Capitalists, as some of the really bad leftist memes are alleging, I knew that they were going to get flack for that. And evidently they didn't. But it's been a learning experience. Is that one of the criticisms you have? You have an article here about someone who's taken shots at the anarchists.
So the article is written by Etienne de la Boetie Squared, who's you may know as Howard. He's attended multiple Porcupine Freedom Festivals. I don't know if he's been to Forkfest offhand. If I showed you his picture, you'd probably recognize him. He wrote a book that is very, very, you know, against the government. He's I consider him to be, you know, a good guy. But in this particular case, he seems to be pretty critical of the anarchists and the people that they selected to
interview. Is he jealous? It sounds like jealousy.
I don't know if he's jealous. I mean, he hasn't been interviewed in the series yet, but I have seen him appear, like he's been on the side of some of the shots. So I can't say for sure if that's what's going on here. I think he believes that this is essentially part of the, well, I'll just give you the sub-headline here. The Anarchist is HBO trying to chump their audience about anarchy. It exposes how the organized crime CIA and monopoly media control perception using propaganda, engineered quote-unquote reality, and controlled opposition media to, quote, steer and smear, unquote, political movements. So he believes...
That was a lot of words.
He believes the Anarchist is a government-controlled attack on anarchists.
He's attacking the documentary. He's not attacking the people, right? He's not attacking
their ideology. Oh, both. He's attacking the people that they've chosen to interview in this documentary series and the people who produced it.
That's just ridiculous to say that these people that have been shown so far are not anarchists. I mean, I don't even care what an anarcho-communist says because they're such a small little piece of the population. There's there has to be way more of them than there are just like regular anarchists.
Well, that isn't what this guy is alleging, right? He's not saying they're not really anarchists or whatever. He's just
saying...
Oh,
that's what I was asking.
It sounds like he's just saying, you know, they picked bad anarchists to interview.
That's what I believe he is saying.
Bad in what way? Like, not anarchists?
Well, I have to get into it. I'm basically that, you know, pick the wrong anarchists to interview. Pick the ones that would make anarchism, in his opinion, look bad.
Oh, they could have done us.
Mainstream media.
I mean, we do a good job of that.
It's not over yet. I mean, there's four more episodes. They may actually talk to Free Talk Live. I think we were interviewed by them, but it's been years since I was at this event, so I can't say for sure. So do you want to hear this story?
Yeah, absolutely.
So it's from his Substack, artofliberty.substack.com. I'm not reading this because I agree with it, by the way, and I will have my criticisms of it, but it's the first criticism of the anarchists that I've seen about this new documentary by a purported anarchist. So Etienne de la Boissie Squared, he writes, there's a new propaganda series from HBO on the Anarchapulco conference that is held every February in Acapulco, Mexico. He says, I've been an attendee since the initial conference in 2015 and have only missed 2017, 2021, and 2022, although in 2022 I attended and spoke at the anti-Anarchapulco conference called Agorapulco, which is held at the same time in Acapulco by and for those who have figured out the scam of Anarchapulco. My book, Government, the Biggest Scam in History Exposed, was the best-selling book at Anarchapulco in 2018, 2019, and 2020, and indeed that's where I met Howard.
I'm sorry, but just saying the best-selling book at a festival is, like, not really a term.
I mean, it's
how many
a good
books
book.
Were sold? Like 10?
It sounds like he's fairly salty about not having a more prominent role. That's me speculating, but that's what it sounds like. He's like, I was this influential figure, and then I realized it was a scam, and I started my own thing, and they didn't interview me.
Well, one thing that I was telling Bonnie about after this recent episode, there's been two of the six episodes that have been released thus far, is that anytime you put together an event, if it gets large enough, somebody's going to have some butt hurt about it.
Oh, yeah.
It, you know, in the they've been documenting Anarchapulco year after year, so now we're up to, I think, in the last episode, 2017. So they looked at 2015, 2016 in the first episode, and now 2017. And they said they had 600 people attend that year. That's a decent-sized festival for a convention event. And I said, you know, if you've got 600 people showing up for an event, at least six of them are going to be really upset about something. They didn't like the way the person who took their tickets looked at them, or they didn't like that such and such was invited to speak, but so and so wasn't invited to speak. And that there's always going to be somebody who has a falling out with the, maybe they did like the event, but then they had a falling out with the event organizer over some perceived wrong that was committed, and they aren't willing to forgive, and they don't want to talk about it, and they're going to go start their own event, which is fine. And in fact, that was something they focused on in the recent episode, was that there's this hippie couple that had moved there. They were arrested in the United States for marijuana, and then they, rather than go to court, they went ahead and ran to Mexico and started a new life down there. And they didn't like Anarchapulco. They thought it wasn't anarchist enough.
I thought their criticisms were so ridiculous I've never been to Anarchapulco, but they showed it in the first episode. They were saying we were afraid that we wouldn't be anarchists enough, and then we got there and we were the only real anarchists, and the people up on stage were they were only as anarchist as stuff you'd find on YouTube. It wasn't good enough for us when they got to go for free. It was just really ridiculous. It was I didn't like the comparisons to Fork Fest and Pork Fest, because no one started Pork Fest just because they were like, oh, the speakers sucked this year at Pork Fest. It was more like, oh, you guys have Pork Fest cops. Anyways,
everybody has their reasons for starting another event, and some people had different reasons for going to Fork Fest than others. Some people were really upset about the Free State Project. I personally wasn't, but a lot of people were, so
they're
I don't know if you can say that.
They were all less silly reasons.
But you don't know. You weren't there.
Well, from the people that have started it,
you mean
there were a few
fest?
Dozen people that were there. I'm sure they all had differing reasons for it. I would say that some people were really salty when it came to the Porcupine Freedom Festival.
And I would say that's a less silly reason than I didn't like the speakers this year. they were like, oh, I don't like the Porcupine Freedom Festival.
Well, I think they also didn't like the way it was, in the case of Anarcho-Poco, they didn't like the way it was being organized. They thought it was too centralized. And so they started something called Anarcho-Forco. And
nice.
They started their own event. And I think that's great.
Yeah,
and that's
absolutely.
And it was after Forkfest.
I mean, that's the way to solve these sorts of problems. If you don't like it, go do your own thing.
Right.
And maybe you'll like that. 603-283-6160. Have you seen The Anarchists on HBO? Especially if you're not a libertarian, I want to hear your opinions.
Yeah.
There's more coming up. It is Free Talk Live.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready-hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that but the common person can? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
is Free Talk Live, where you're invited to take control of the airwaves, share your thoughts and opinions, especially if you've seen The Anarchists on HBO and you're not a libertarian. I'm trying to get some of my non-libertarian friends to watch it, but since they're not libertarians, they're not particularly inclined to watch a documentary about anarchists in the first place, no matter how dramatized it is, and I'm sure it's plenty dramatized. I mean,
you know, there's plenty of drama between libertarians and anarchists, just like any other group of humans. Yep. When you put several hundred people in the same place, turns out not all of them are going to get along.
I mean, plus this one had a murder in it, so I mean, it's got plenty of room for them to dramatize the facts a bit. So I'm sure it's entertaining. But
I think it's been pretty interesting.
I'm struggling to get any of my non-libertarian friends to watch it.
It with you?
No, just to watch it at all. I mean, they're the opinions that I want to hear from, because I know anarchists and libertarians are going to love it, with the exception of this guy, right? You know, it's free marketing for libertarianism.
Well, that's why I thought this was an interesting article, because when I first heard about this documentary series, what I heard about was that, oh, well, the guys who produced this are anarchists, and when they were doing a deal with HBO, they managed to get the agreement with HBO to where HBO wasn't going to meddle, basically. That was the claim with this, was that the editing, the storyline, the writing, everything was being done by the people who were involved in the shooting of it, and that they are supposedly anarchists themselves, so therefore this should be a good thing, meaning that it wasn't being interfered with by people from the outside, if that's true, right?
And from what I've heard, that's largely been how people have interpreted it.
I feel like that's the case so far. This guy disagrees. The guy we're reading here, Etienne de la Boissy Squared, which is a pen name, he disagrees. He thinks this is a completely controlled operation from, like, the CIA or whatever. So, you know, is the truth somewhere in between? Is he completely right? He's got more to say.
I don't know why the CIA would bother with Anarcho-Polco. I mean, it is a thing, and it has had its successes, and I don't mean to suggest that it hasn't, but if the feds want to target a successful liberty migration, New Hampshire is the place they're going to target.
Well, that may be a good counter to what he's saying here. I think that his argument would be that this is to make anarchists look bad. But that's the whole point of this.
Anarchists don't need the government's help in doing that. I say this as an anarchist. We make ourselves look bad without any assistance from the government.
Shall I continue?
Yeah, absolutely.
So he talks about his history at Anarcho-Polco, having attended on multiple years. He sold his book there. He says he was a speaker in 2019.
He's a bestseller selling book.
For several years in a row.
He was a speaker in 2019 and a main stage speaker in 2020, where somebody said that his speech burned the house down. His foundation threw one of the biggest and coolest parties of the conference, which has drawn many as 300 attendees to their fundraiser for their favorite turtle sanctuary in Acapulco, which I attended one of those. It was pretty cool.
We have to review this. So far, he said, my book was the best-selling book at a conference of 600 people. He said, my party was the coolest party, and he said, one person told me my speech burned the house down.
Well,
just looking at this person's personality.
The Porcupine Freedom Festival that I just attended in late June of last month, I suppose about a month ago, it had a crowd of between 2,500 and 3,500 people, depending on how you're counting and who you're counting. To my knowledge, there was only one person there selling his books.
Alu.
So he was, by definition, the best-selling author at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and he may have only sold one or two.
I think he sold more than that.
Oh, he sold a lot, because he was telling us he... But yeah, I see what you're saying. If he only sold one or two, he'd be the bestseller.
I don't want to attack Howard. I like him personally. He's been a co-host, a guest co-host here on Free Talk Live.
I'm just being a realist about what he's written.
He does sound really salty. He's like, I'm a mover and shaker, and they ignored me.
Maybe he's controlled opposition. I don't know. But he's definitely driving a wedge between people in this particular event. But maybe they did something to offend him. I don't know. He says, I don't think there's another attendee and or speaker better positioned to pull the curtain back on the scam of Anarcho-Polco and the HBO documentary series The Anarchists, and expose how the CIA steers political movements while their control of perception Hollywood propagandists create quote-unquote reality television in an attempt to trick their audiences by controlling the information they receive on a given topic, i.e. voluntarism / peaceful anarchy, the most powerful political movement in the world, because anarchists are exposing the illegitimacy and criminality of, quote, government.
I'm a little confused. Who is he calling the Hollywood actors or something?
I don't think he's saying anything about actors. He's talking about Hollywood.
Hollywood infiltrated propagandists. Who is that?
HBO in this
case. HBO, okay.
So here's a quote from the mighty Wurlitzer.
It is very unclear what this guy is asserting is the problem exactly.
He's saying this is a controlled documentary series for the purposes of undermining the anarchist
movement. But for some reason, that sentence made me think that he was saying, like, of course they chose this group of people because they'll go along with it. It's like, how is choosing this group of people to look at worse than choosing another group of people if it's HBO's fault? Right?
I'm not sure I understand the question.
If HBO did a, according to this guy, if HBO came and did a documentary about anarchists here, it should have the same effect, right? So why is he saying it's this group of people's fault?
I'm sure they would also, if it was indeed what he's saying, they would also try to, you know, black mark us and make us look bad if they chose this particular group. As, you know, if indeed this is an attack on anarchism and it's
okay,
you know,
so
what it is that he says.
Then what you're saying is he's saying that the HBO people are trying to make these people look bad. So he's not trying to say these people are bad anarchists and bad
people.
He's
going to say
right?
that later, too.
Okay, then what? I don't
even
get how
say
you can
both
say that.
Of those. He's going to say that they chose these particular people to look at because they make anarchy look bad.
Okay.
Quote, I believe the anarcho-polka, this is a quote from somebody else, a book called The Mighty Wurlitzer, How the CIA Played America. Quote, I believe the anarcho-polka conference is an intelligence agency organized crime operation to steer the modern peaceful anarchist, voluntarist, anarcho-capitalist, and crypto-anarchist movements into drugs, controlled opposition, voices slash media operations, unintelligible, unwholesome, or controlled artists, infighting, etc., while smearing slash tarring the movement through association with con men, drug dealers, and murder while stealing the oxygen from legitimate liberty movement conferences, artists, and authentic voices. The operation is very similar to the now admitted CIA's creation slash promotion of admitted CIA asset Gloria Steinem and Ms. Magazine to steer the agency-created and controlled feminist movement. So that's the claim.
That's a hell of an accusation, and it would have more weight if I knew any anarchists who agreed with him. But all of the libertarians and anarchists I know who have seen this show, including some of the people who were in it,
they've been liking it.
Have enjoyed it. They're like, yes, this is giving us a fair shake.
That's what I was thinking the whole time you were reading that. I was like, it doesn't make these people look like a bunch of drug pin, you know, horrible
but
people. So far, I mean, we're only on episode two.
I get where you guys are coming from, but if you were to look at from the outside perspective, then I can see the argument, because they are talking about people who sold marijuana, and to somebody who thinks that's bad, it'll make anarchists look like drug dealers,
well,
right?
Well, to somebody who thinks like that, the word anarchist is all they need to hear.
No doubt.
So it doesn't really matter. You can't really make people look like something they're not. Make him look like, you know.
And I think he's going to make this point as well, like focusing on Jeff Berwick, which is he's the main character in this particular series. I mean, Jeff Berwick is, at least at one time, was kind of this womanizing drunk, right? Like he's.
Sure.
He's not, and he's been accused, whether it's true or not, he's been accused of all of these various different financial scams, which haven't been brought up yet in this series, but that may be coming too. So, anyway, there's more.
Do you think this is controlled opposition? 603-283-6160. It is Free Talk.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Scorching temperatures will roast the United States today as the nation's heat wave keeps cooking. Highs are expected in the Northeast to approach triple digits in Philadelphia up to Boston. 100 million Americans will be under heat warnings. Most of the heat warnings are in place in the southern Great Plains and lower Mississippi Valley. Peyton Bauer with St. David's Healthcare System shares some signs of a heat stroke.
You're going to have, if you are weak or dizzy or nauseous, that can be something to look out for, and you're going to want to go inside immediately. And if your symptoms don't go away pretty quickly and you're not cooling down, then seek medical attention.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. President Biden is pledging to tackle climate change through executive actions due to inaction in the 50-50 Senate. This is USA Radio News. Ukraine's First Lady is addressing Congress.
Ukrainian First Lady Olena Zelenska, speaking before Congress Wednesday, is asking for more help against Russia via a translator.
Ladies and gentlemen, the American people and American families, the Congress and President Biden have already done a lot to help us to stand up to the enemy and protect millions of Ukrainians. We are grateful, really grateful, that the United States stands with us in this fight for our shared values of human life and independence.
From the West Coast, USA, Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Former President Trump and three of his children are attending a funeral for Ivana Trump. The ex-president's first wife died last week after falling down the stairs in her home. The funeral taking place in New York City. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live, and you're invited to share your thoughts and opinions. 603-283-6160 if you'd like to do that. With you in the studio tonight, it's Aria.
It's Bonnie.
And Ian.
And we're talking about the anarchists here, whether or not it's controlled opposition by the CIA. Of course, people in the YouTube chat, the troll chat as I like to think of it, are alleging that Free Talk Live seems like controlled opposition. Because, you know, that makes sense with, you know, three of its co-hosts, you know, being arrested, its creator and founder being arrested and charged in a federal indictment. Yes, that's very much what you would expect the federal government to do with their control.
That's how deep cover we actually are. We're so deep cover that the feds don't even know that we're also feds.
So that's some effective cover for sure. I mean, we're so good at it that we helped people achieve liberty? It's unclear why exactly we would be controlled opposition. And it's unclear to me why the anarchists would be controlled opposition. But before we get back into it, let's go to the phones. We have Dave Ridley on the line from RidleyReport.com. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live.
I think Dave Ridley is controlled opposition.
Well, he's not doing a very good job of hurting libertarianism in New Hampshire, that's for sure. He's aiding and helping libertarianism in New Hampshire.
I'm getting them concentrated all into one place so they can be rounded up.
Oh, my God. Okay, don't say that.
One place that's only 150 miles tall.
Is that really how?
Okay, so
is that really how right. The length of New Hampshire? Okay.
Yeah. Oh wow.
I think I mean north south is roughly. Yeah. Exactly.
Okay.
I was doing up a a summary, not exactly a summary, but it's some information for the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance for their Liberty Dinner, which is coming up on Saturday in New Hampshire. And the I was looking, you know, for some legislative successes, and while I'm in the process of looking, my jaw just hits the floor because I found a legislative failure that is very interesting. And there are a lot of, obviously the NHLA has a lot, they get a lot of things through and they stop a lot of stuff. But there's one thing that they weren't able to stop, and they tried. They had, you know, it was on their gold standard that they hand out at the door to the Senate, you know, when the Senate's in session.
That is
a flyer.
For those who don't know, that's a flyer that tells representatives and senators how they should vote if they value liberty.
That's right.
Yeah.
So, like, vote yes on this and no on this or whatever.
Right.
From a libertarian perspective.
Anyhow, the state government decided to pass this legislation restricting telehealth.
Mm. What is telehealth?
It is a severe restriction. Or at least as I read it, I read the bill. I read part of it anyway. Telehealth?
Yeah. What is it?
So yeah, I mean, it's just like when you go to your doctor via phone, via Skype or whatever.
Okay.
And what's the restriction?
So they're saying that out-of-state providers are not allowed to provide telehealth to New Hampshire residents. In New Hampshire, unless they come to New Hampshire or whatever, or fill out all this paperwork inside New Hampshire to become like a licensed New Hampshire medical provider.
That's stupid.
Wow.
That's crazy. Like, so, I have a new doctor now, but a year ago I was using this entirely online doctor system. It's kind of funny that the doctor system that I was using online was through an app, and it was the exact opposite of what I get with the doctors I have now. Like, this was, you're in and out. They don't spend any time getting to know you or anything like that. Mm-hmm. But it was all online. They had no offices or anything like that, and it worked. It was convenient.
How can they even control that? Those people don't live here, so they can't, like, they're not going to extradite them to charge them criminally.
In Hawaii have to come to New Hampshire and get, like, what if they just have one patient that, I mean, they're just not going to do that.
Yeah, I don't know how they would enforce something like that. There is a provision in there that's like, there's certain consultation that is allowed by telephone or by tele whatever from outside the state. It's not a blanket prohibition, but it's definitely, I'm sure it's going to have a chilling effect. And it's just like one of those things where you had to take the one thing that got better during the pandemic, and that's what you had to smash down.
Damn. Yeah, it opened up a lot of options for people, right, who, you know, don't want to go wait in a doctor's office for 3 hours to spend 5 minutes to spend an additional hour in the actual appointment room waiting on the doctor and then spending 5 minutes with that doctor. It turned doctor visits into something that took like 15, 20 minutes of your time. And it opened up it opened up competition, right? Instead of having to select from, you know, 10 doctors here in Keene, New Hampshire, almost all of which are affiliated with Cheshire Dartmouth.
The hospital.
Yeah.
I think what will happen is that people who know about this are just going to, they're just going to call their provider, you know, if their provider's in Massachusetts or something like that, which is very common for New Hampshireites. They're just going to tell them, oh yeah, I'm in Lowell, and I can't make it down to Shrewsbury.
Those are Massachusetts
or
towns.
Something like that. So I'm calling you by telehealth.
Yeah, I mean, the fact is, we're still not in control here, right? Like, the Free Staters are still a tenth of the legislature. They've got 40 or 50 seats, according to the Democrats who've been investigating those things. And so that's not enough to be a majority. It's we got a ways to go before that's going to happen, and that means there's going to be some losses along the way, and you found one.
Yeah, thank you so much for the call tonight, Dave.
Before Dave goes, did he say he's going to be at the Saturday thing? Did he say he's giving a speech?
He said he was doing research.
Oh, no, I won't be there. I was just going to do a little write-up to help him with their flyer.
Oh, okay. I thought you were saying you were doing it for a speech. Sorry. Okay,
yeah, speaking of which, if you know some important, you know, liberty, a thing that the Liberty Alliance has gotten accomplished that I don't know about, then be sure to tell me.
Okay.
I would talk to Zephin.
Zephin
is the go-to guy. He's like their number one bill reviewer. For listeners that don't know, the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance, in addition to actually doing the research on how, you know, people should vote, it's actually people like Zephin that do the dirty work of actually reading these bills and rating them.
So that sounds horrible.
It is.
How do I get in touch with him?
I can get him to email you or something. Do you have an email that's easy for me?
Yeah, I've got his email.
Okay, don't say it on the air at any rate. We wouldn't want that.
Okay, sorry.
I mean, you have ways of contacting us outside of the show.
I'll put you in touch, Dave, with Zeffin. But Zeffin does this bill review process along with other volunteers. He's just the number one guy, like, by a mile.
I've done it.
He's reviewed way more than any other person in the last year.
He did, like, 800, and I did, like, 3.
I don't know if he did 800, but he did several hundred, I think. He did a lot. And so he reads these bills. It's a hard job because you have to be able to read this, you know, legalese stuff. He reads them. He comprehends what they're doing, and then he rates them. And they have, like, a whole system, like an online system where you can, you know, check off different boxes or whatever. And it makes it as easy as possible to go through this, and it's automated, basically, and it files it automatically. And that's how they come up with the recommendations for the representatives and the senators to vote. And then at the end of the year whenever the session is done, I think it's usually done by June, whenever they finish their legislative session, because New Hampshire's legislature is only part-time.
Right.
But when they finish up, then the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance cooks up their Liberty ratings, and they look at the different bills that they consider to be the most oriented for or against liberty, and they cook up a series of letter ratings. So A through F, and then below F is constitutional threat. And they will give these ratings to all 400 state reps and to all 24 state senators. And at the dinner that Bonnie and I are going to be attending this weekend with other supporters of the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance, they will give out those ratings. So they'll release the ratings for this last session, and they'll announce who the number one most liberty-oriented state representative was. And so that'll be cool.
I look forward to hearing who that was. Jeremy Kaufman, I think, is going to be at this event as well. He's doing a meet and greet this coming Saturday. I assume it's at the same event, because it doesn't seem like he would have a different event.
I don't know.
But Zeffin, when he first moved here, he was planning on becoming an attorney. Is he still
working on that?
Yeah. That would be why he has the advantage with reading the legalese. Mm-hmm. It's probably good training for him, realistically.
Probably.
Oh, yeah.
But, I mean, it's great work, and I'm glad he's doing it.
By the way, this is something that anyone can do. So if you are... If you really like what's happening here in New Hampshire, you like what you're hearing about, but you're saying to yourself, oh, I can't move, or I can't move anytime soon, and you still want to help, obviously giving money to these organizations helps, but you can actually give time to the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance, and you can review these bills, even though you don't live in New Hampshire, so that's one way that you can help.
I think it's kind of fun. The only reason I only got 3 in was because I joined late, so all the ones that were left to review were, like, completely really, really hard and complicated.
There's more coming up. 603-283-6160. It is Free Talk Live.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, where you're invited to take control of the airwaves and talk about whatever is important to you. 603-283-6160 if you'd like to weigh in. That's 603-283-6160. With you tonight, it's Aria.
It's Bonnie.
And Ian.
And we're talking about the anarchists here, and it, just in general, libertarian, anarchists, perceptions, just in society. When people think of anarchists, right, they think of a rioter, yes. And that's why I love this HBO series so much, because it's exposing people, many of them for the first time ever, to the idea that an anarchist is a peaceful person.
Yeah, to the series' credit, the first 5 minutes of the first episode, they address the bomb-throwing anarchist's viewpoint, right? They literally have an image of somebody throwing a Molotov cocktail, and they freeze frame it. And they say, not that kind of anarchist. And they talk about how this movement is a peaceful movement and has nothing to do with that. So,
yeah, right, because those people aren't anarchists. They're attempting to use force
they call
and violence.
Themselves. Yeah.
Yes, but they're attempting to use force and violence to achieve their goals,
right.
Which is the behavior of a state.
So that's why, so far, I think this is a pretty good presentation because they are defining what anarchist is from our perspective, this peaceful, liberty-loving group of people. But from the perspective of the Art of Liberty Foundation's Etienne de la Boissy Squared over at his Substack, he says this is actually controlled by the CIA. The HBO Hollywood thing is they're trying to paint anarchists as a bad group and essentially badmouth us. And so do you want me to keep this thing rolling here?
Yeah, absolutely.
Is there any proof of what you were saying earlier where you said originally you had heard that they got a good contract with HBO so that...
No, I just heard that somewhere. I don't remember what the source was.
Well, it's unlikely that we would ever see the contract that they signed with, you know, HBO.
I would say thus far it seems as though they are pro-anarchist, but and he'll make his argument here, and it's an interesting argument. You know, the argument is that they're still trying to make us look bad.
Well, I mean, they have to make a show. There has to be something entertaining there for people to enjoy.
And they are showing that people are having infighting, which, of course, is true. That's not false. You can't cover that up. Anybody who gets involved in these movements. And I guarantee you the same things happen in, you know, the Green Party or the Democrats and the Republicans, because that's just how people are. They have petty disagreements. They have cliques. They fight with one another over stupid crap. Somebody's going to cheat on their wife. You know, things like that happen. Yeah. So, going on.
So tell us more about his complaint.
So he says, why would the organized crime government, and he puts that in quotes, want to steer and smear the voluntarist peaceful anarchism movement? The peaceful anarchism slash voluntarist movement has the potential to be the most important political movement in the world for a number of reasons. First, voluntarists and peaceful anarchists expose the illogic and immorality of statism in the only principled defense of real freedom against the artificial, fake, two-party political system. Second,
that's true, but the average person isn't interested in that level of freedom. That's just a reality that we're going to have to face. You know, it may be the most important movement or whatever, but it still only is interesting to less than 1% of the world's population.
Well, yeah, average people just don't care about politics.
And also, what does the government have to do with this?
Well, he's pointing out that, and there is a lot of evidence that governments infiltrate movements. I mean, there's absolutely no doubt that that's what the FBI does. They send in infiltrators, they send in instigators, agents provocateur. They want to cause drama, they want to cause strife and hatred and disagreement and break apart movements. That's a fact.
Is he claiming that about this group of people, or is he claiming it about the HBO people?
I think all of the above. Second, because the ideas of peaceful anarchy and voluntarism have been suppressed and purposely mischaracterized, the people in the movement who have been able to see through the lies and propaganda of statism are an amazing and very powerful group. Additionally, because voluntarism and anarchy are morally and intellectually consistent, advocate nonviolence, and have the potential to unite society behind the non-aggression principle, and is the only political solution that is fair for all, meaning no one gets the ring of power, he says it has the potential for, and indeed is destined for, viral growth. I don't know if I agree with him on that, but I would love to be that to be the case.
Yeah, I see a libertarian migration as being the only way that there's ever a libertarian society.
Agree. And that's what's happening here in New Hampshire.
Yes.
Finally, the crypto anarchist and liberty movements were at the forefront of studying, understanding, and developing uncensorable stateless currencies like e-gold, gold money, and digital liberty dollars. So having one of the world's first conferences that focused on cryptocurrencies would offer the opportunity to steer some of the developing crypto anarchists into NSA-developed crypto solutions and rob a portion of them by ensuring that crypto scams are featured prominently in both the conference and the podcast supporting it. Controlling the opposition is a tactic that the Liberty Movement has seen played out over and over again. And then he gives a couple of examples, like the Tea Party movement, with people on the right, like Dick Armey, Sarah Palin, and FreedomWorks hijacking the largely small L Tea Party movement with tens of millions of dollars and co-opting it into the Republican Party. He then gives the example of the Women's March on Washington, where he says, I've broken down in detail how 60-plus George Soros-connected groups front-ran the opposition to organized crime puppet Trump by bringing 500,000 women to Washington, D.C. for the Women's March on Washington and steering them into worthless slogans, leftist speakers, acceptance of suffering, while dressing the crowd in pussy hats. Given the incredible importance and power, potential power of voluntarism, wouldn't we be naive not to believe that organized crime governments wouldn't attempt to steer our movement as well?
But who is saying that? Just because there's one documentary being made that's pretty good.
Well,
nobody's saying the government would never infiltrate a libertarian or an anarchist group. Nobody's saying that.
I think he's just pointing out that can happen.
It absolutely could happen. And, you know, it's weird that we haven't heard of any successful stories about federal government infiltration of the liberty movement, especially here in New Hampshire with so many people.
What do you mean success stories?
Like, you hear the success stories about other groups. You know, you can find the connections where, hey, this is how this was really the FBI doing this or whatever. The
Proud Boys guy that was arrested.
Yeah, you have all those sorts of things about other
arrests. Usually that comes out after arrests, and then maybe somebody doesn't take a plea deal and they go to trial.
Yeah, but it's been 20 years.
That's true. I mean, that just goes to show that they haven't been able to successfully finagle people into violence. Right?
That's what I think, yes.
I would say they have definitely sent infiltrators into this movement. I mean, they certainly tried to flip our co-host Nobody when he was Rich Paul into wearing a wire into the Keene Activist Center, which he refused to do. So we know about that because he refused it. So we don't know about how many people they did get to wear a wire, about how many people they did send in informants or undercover agents, one or the other,
yeah.
And who did try to float the ideas, you know, fishing expedition of, you know, oh, well, let's go bomb something or let's go shoot this or that. And what happens when these people come in is they don't get any traction. They get kicked out. Mm-hmm. They get people say, look, this is a peaceful movement. We don't want to have your violent ways here. Unless you can not be talking about violence, you need to not be around. And so it just goes to show, Bonnie, that in 20 years, they haven't managed to be successful in the way of getting someone to go along with their plans. But I guarantee you they've had people in this movement and probably still do.
I wasn't saying they haven't. I was saying that they haven't been successful.
Well, it's been successful in that there's certainly people in the movement, and they're writing things down, and they're recording things, and they're gathering information constantly.
I suppose what I meant was they haven't been successful in controlling the opposition here.
We don't know. We don't know how high up they've gotten in the ranks.
I guess not. I mean, it could be me or you. It could be, you know, Dennis Pratt or even Jeremy Coffin. But at some point, that sort of paranoid conspiracy type of thing, it starts to undermine the work you're trying to do.
So he says here in the story, so if the odds are there is an organized attempt to steer the movement, then let's look around and see who's doing the steering and where it's being steered. And this is where he starts to actually look at the documentary. So he says the number one suspects.
That's a big assumption, though. I mean, yeah, if we operate under the assumption that you're correct, mm-hmm. sure, we can proceed as though you're correct. But he hasn't demonstrated that he's correct at this point.
Yeah, what about what part?
About the anarcho-polco being infiltrated and, you know, controlled opposition by the feds. Sure, if we grant him that and assume it's true, the rest of what he's going to say will probably make sense. But we have to keep in mind at all points here that he has not demonstrated that's true, and we are taking it as an assumption for the sake of the argument.
Well, now he's going to look at the people who are involved. So he says the number one suspect, anarcho-polco and the anarchists, which is the documentary series we've been discussing. And he points out that there's Jason Blum who's involved. You might have heard of Blumhouse. Productions. Mm-hmm. Blumhouse Productions makes low-budget horror movies.
What are they called?
Blumhouse.
B-L-U-M.
Okay.
And when I say low-budget, I don't mean that low-budget. I mean still Hollywood level, but cheaper for Hollywood, basically.
Like Troma?
No, I wouldn't say Troma's B. Troma's like B-level. This is still Hollywood kind of level, but they do it on a cut budget. There's probably some movies you've heard of. The Purge.
That's pretty mainstream, yeah.
For instance, Halloween Kills, the recent Halloween remakes have been Blumhouse Productions movies.
I'm looking forward to Halloween Ends. Apparently that's coming out this
third one,
October. Yeah.
Didn't one come out last year?
The year before, I think.
Oh.
I don't recall exactly when it came out. But
so he's going to get into the namesake, Jason Blum, who's apparently the executive producer of The Anarchists.
Do you think The Anarchists is controlled opposition if you've seen it? Or if you're not even a libertarian and you've seen it, give us a call, 603-283-6160. I want to know people's opinions about this. It is Free Talk Live.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scent hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply nutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.